Hello, world of podcast listeners. My name is Daryl S. Irby. I am the host of the Ecclesiastic One Serial Podcast. Thank you for deciding to join the listening audience of the Inclined to Improve series of Life Principles Bible classes today. We are using as our text for these classes the Bible and 30 Life Principles by Charles F. Stanley. If you have not yet purchased a copy for your own library, I encourage you to do so. There is a link in the show notes. If you click that link and purchase this book, I may receive a small commission for your purchase. For this episode, I'd like to reflect upon a few learning points for your consideration from Dr. Stanley's first life principle. Your intimacy with God, His highest priority, determines the impact of your life. So grab your Bible and read with me, please, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And I'm old school. I do still use a paper Bible, so you will hear pages turning. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" In a great sense, this verse is pivotal to our understanding of, number one, who we are. Number two, who is our fellow human being? And number three, how we should relate to one another. You are a creation of Almighty God, created in God's image. You, unlike the other elements of God's creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, trees, grass, cattle, fishes, you bear the image of God. When you look at yourself with a critical eye, your primary perception of yourself should be that you bear the image of God. Not physically, but more deeply, spiritually. You, like God, are a spirit, not merely a biological animal of flesh, blood, and bones. But you are an image bearer. You bear God's image. This realization will help you to relate to yourself in perhaps a better manner than you have previously. When you understand that, like God, you are intelligent, intuitive, you have creative abilities, you can achieve extraordinary exploits because of who you are and how you are related to Almighty God. This realization will definitely determine how you carry yourself, how you behave in the world, the things you will and will not say or do. But also, we should realize that all humans are bearers of God's image. This realization should affect how you appraise and treat other people. When we see or speak of other people in a denigrated way because of gender, race, or economic standing, for example, we are in our minds and in our mouths, in our thinking and in our speech, ignoring their godlikeness. This principle reminds me of a statement in the New Testament by Apostle Paul. It's located at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16. If you'll grab your Bible again, there the scripture says to us at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, "Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer." And so we should see people for their deeper spiritual qualities and value, not merely for their physical characteristics. This simple principle will help the racist to know a person as a bearer of God's image instead of as a white person or as a black person, for instance. Well, I feel like we could discuss this topic incessantly, but I don't want to impose upon your patience. We have much more to consider in future episodes of this series. So please click the button to like, follow, or subscribe to this podcast so you will be notified of each new publication of the Ecclesiastic One podcast. And yes, you are accurately noticing that the podcast is now named the Ecclesiastic One podcast. And the previous podcast name of Inclined to Improve is now the name of this particular series. More on that in the next episode of this Life Principles Bible class. So please be blessed and stand out because of your excellence.